News. I'm John Scott in New York's Times Square. They're getting ready for the big New Year's Eve party.
The countdown to 2024 is on high atop Times Square, where organizers of the ball drop are testing out the big attraction. Times Square Alliance President Tom Harris.
The star of the show just had a dress rehearsal and performed marvelously.
He jokingly refers to the giant crystal ball as 6 tons of fun. It's covered in more than 2,500 crystals that light up the night sky. Jeffrey Strauss of Countdown Entertainment says the ball will make an encore.
We're going to relight the ball at 12:04, and it's going to go back up the pole, come back down to rest right above the numerals, where it will stand for the rest of the year.
In Times Square, I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, a California law that bans people from carrying firearms in most public places, taking effect on New Year's Day, even as a court case continues to challenge it. The law prohibits people from carrying concealed guns in parks and playgrounds, churches, banks, and zoos. It's an annual end-of-year exercise in futility for many, but a clean slate awaits at the stroke of midnight for the next round of resolutions. Social psychologist Ahmed Fatouhi says people hang on to outdated goals for way too long.
For instance, they might have had a particular weight that they had when they were in high school, and they've hung on to that desired same weight for decades, but it's no longer relevant to who they are.
Psychologist Ahmed Fatouhi. One motivational teacher says, don't be too hard on yourself. Win or lose, achievement should be measured by what you become from trying to better yourself. This is SRN News. Men's rooms in Canada will be looking different.
All federally regulated companies in the country must now place feminine hygiene products in the men's bathrooms to accommodate women who are living as men. The Canadian government issued the edict with the statement that, quote, employees must feel safe to use the toilet room that best reflects their gender. The policy is already in place for all Canadian government agencies and will now include Crown corporations, banks, airports, and train stations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A number of major abortion cases are expected to be decided by the courts in 2024. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up the question of whether the Food and Drug Administration's approval of the abortion drug mifepristone was appropriate. Women in Idaho, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Texas are suing over being denied abortions while facing pregnancy complications. Other state courts are considering several challenges to abortion bans. This is SRN News. Shelling in the center of the Russian border city of Belgorod killed at least 21 people, including 3 children, local officials report.
Images of Belgorod on social media showed burning cars and plumes of black smoke rising among damaged buildings as air raid sirens sounded. Firefighters fought to extinguish a car drowning in flames in the city center. Russian officials accused Kyiv of carrying out the attack, which took place the day after an 18-hour aerial bombardment across Ukraine killed dozens of civilians. In a video statement, Russia's defense ministry spokesperson Igor Konashenkov vowed that Russia would retaliate. I'm Karen Chamas.
And German authorities detaining 3 more people in connection with a reported threat of an attack on the Cologne Cathedral over the holiday period. They're believed to belong to a much larger network. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.